Sometimes when I see you, I can't help myself. I think about things. I guess you could call them fantasies. I don't like to think of them that way. You see, when I think of them as fantasies, then I have to accept that I fantasize about things that I shouldn't. Filthy things. Things that aren't me. That aren't you, either, to be fair. I mean, you're not like that. You wouldn't just do something like that. Especially without permission. We're friends, after all. And I trust you. I even gave you a spare key to my apartment. And the alarm codes. I know that you would never, ever do these things that I can't stop thinking about. I guess I'm not making a lot of sense. I had a little drink before I started telling my story. Just in case I started to lose my nerve. You know how I get, even when I'm a little tipsy. I start talking about all kinds of stuff I shouldn't. I just can't help myself. Maybe I need another. Let me just take a couple of breaths. This is hard, you know. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I was about to admit some things to you. I hope that you can listen with an open mind and won't think too badly of me. Okay. I'll tell you one of my daydreams. Sorry, my fantasies. A mild one. And then you can make up your own mind whether you want to hear more. And maybe you can tell me what's wrong with me. I'm showering. You know how I like my long showers, right? Well, when I'm alone at home, I leave the door open. I leave the shower curtain closed, of course, which blocks my line of vision. And the pressure on that shower is really great, so it gets loud in there. I wouldn't hear a thing. So, in my fantasy, I'm having a very nice shower. I'm so relaxed, and I'm clean, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat for dinner. Don't laugh. You know how I like food. I'm deciding between sushi or burgers. I haven't heard you open the door or enter the alarm code. I certainly didn't hear you come up the stairs or enter the bathroom or take your clothes off. You must have been very careful to keep your belt buckle from hitting the tile floor. The first I know that I'm not alone is when I hear the shower curtain get pulled back. I panic. I spin. I cover myself. I don't do a very good job of it. I ask you what the fuck you're doing here. It's a dumb question. I mean, you're naked. And you just hopped into the shower with me. It should be obvious what you're going to do. And I stop, and I look at you for a long moment. I think that's when I lose my power in the situation. My outrage disappears. And I know you're not vain, but I think you're fucking hot when you're naked, especially when you're hard. How do I know what you look like when you're naked? Listen, that's a story for another time. Let me get through this one first, okay? But suffice to say, some of it's just my imagination, filling in the blanks where I've got glimpses before. Anyway, by the time I stop staring at your cock and look you in the eyes, I say, no, I'm not very convincing. There's no force behind my words. But still, I know you. You would never ignore my desires. If I told you to stop doing something, you'd stop. You'd take such good care of me. I've been so vulnerable with you, physically and emotionally. And you've never crossed that line. I guess a part of me wishes that you had. I guess a part of me wishes that you had. Anyway, you kiss me. And it isn't like any kiss I've ever had. It's passionate and hungry, and it doesn't give a fuck about what I want. I'm standing there, still covering myself, and you're crushing me into your chest, forcing your tongue into my mouth. I'm not resisting, but I say no again. You chuckle, and it's fucking cruel. You start to kiss my neck, and you grab my ass so hard that it's going to leave a bruise. I don't know what to do. I say stop, and I moan. I hate myself, you know? No. You, the real you, you've done nothing wrong. And I know it. But even in my fantasy, I know what I should feel, and I don't feel that way. I'm eager and almost happy. I'm also terrified and confused. I know that I can't show you that I want this. If I do that, then I'm just a slut. And you don't want a slut, right? You want a good, sensible, sexy, but not too sexy girlfriend. And you spin me around and push me forward, so I have to bend at the waist. You tell me to put my hands on the wall and keep them there. I do. You threaten me and say you'll hurt me if I don't do what you want, but you don't have to. And I moan again, and I hope that it's covered by the noise of the shower. You start to talk then. It's really nasty. It's your voice, but it isn't you. You're describing all the ways you thought of having me, of raping me. You force your finger inside of me. You don't even have to try very hard. I'm wet and ready for you, and you know it. You violate me so casually. I hate how easy it is for you. I'm just putty in your hands. And now I know I'm moaning so loud that the shower can't cover things up. And you're still so calm on the surface. I tell you to stop. One more time. This time, I say it out loud and I can feel a scream building. You wrap your free hand around my throat and I realize for the first time how much stronger you are than I am. You haven't used any force so far, but you could. You could cut off the blood flow to my brain in no time at all. You could just choke me out and rape me, and there's absolutely nothing I could do to stop you. So, I'm good, and I don't even make you threaten me. I just take the rough fingering, and even as you add a second finger, even as you take your free hand from my throat and start to maul my tits, even as you start telling me that I've always been a slut and never a good girl at all, and everyone knows it. I usually cry here a little. Not in my fantasy. I never want you to think of me that way. I mean, I... Obviously, some part of me wants you to think of me in a sexual and lewd and maybe even violent way, but I never want you to think badly of me. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't to me. I'm already close to coming in that shower. You stop fingering me, and you pull out too fast. I whimper in regret, but I shouldn't worry, because your cock is about to replace your fingers. You groan. Oh wait, let's go back. Your cock is about to replace your fingers, and I know it. You groan as you force yourself inside me. It's so fucking harsh and needy in a way. I can tell that you've wanted to fuck me for so long, and you couldn't slow down if you wanted to. It's very flattering, if painful. And at that point, I don't even speak. I just moan. And you grab my hips and slam into me. You ask if I like it. It's somehow worse than if you said something degrading, because I do like it. I love it. And I won't answer. So you slap my ass. And it's too hard to be playful. I finally say yes through gritted teeth. And that's not enough for you. You don't say anything, but you fuck me even harder. My legs shaking from the impact and from the pleasure of it. I'm going to come, but I want it to be secret and quiet. It isn't. I'm very loud. I scream my pleasure out for a short, unbearable time. You get even more rough, and then you groan and swear and empty yourself inside me. I can't even believe how hard you just fucked me. My knees buckle, and you catch me. One arm around my waist, you're still inside me. I wonder if things will be okay now. It looks all right for a little bit. I just want to go to bed. I tell myself that I want to forget, but I know that I will be fantasizing about this even more as soon as I'm alone. You turn the water off, but you don't let me clean myself. As you pull out, I can feel it dripping down my leg. You steady me and help me get out. I don't resist. I'm passive. Just an observer to my own violation. But you're so gentle now. It's like the good part of you is back. You dry me and lead me to bed. I just want to put clothes on. Some barriers between me and what we just did. But you're not done with me yet. You guide me slowly but firmly. You lay me on my back, all wrong for sleeping, and you position me so my head is dangling off the back of the bed. I tense up for a moment, then remember your hand around my throat and force myself to relax. Good girl, you say, and I hate myself for how much I love hearing it. When I see your hard cock getting closer to my face, I close my eyes. But I open up. There's no point in resisting. I don't even want to. I stretch my mouth open painfully. I enjoy the taste of you. You start to thrust slowly, but I know the gentleness won't last. You plunge into my throat, and I gag and I choke. but I don't resist. I try hard not to panic as you start aggressively fucking my face. I can't breathe. I'm crying. You call me a slut, and you slap my tits before groping them. You pull out for one, maybe two breaths, then slam back into me. I'm sobbing now, gagging harder, but I'm so fucking excited again. When you start fingering me, as you fuck me, I lose control. I spread my legs wide. I'm no longer passive. I wish you'd stop fucking me like this. I want to be on my knees in front of you as you hold my head. I want to look you in the eyes while you do this so you can see what a good little slut I am for you. I want you to know how degraded I am. I want you to see all the things that you do to me. I want you to see me and take me as I am. I want you to finish inside of me. And as you start, I feel you start to lose control. Much harder now. I start to come again. And this time, I won't even pretend it's against my will. I feel you pulsing in my mouth, my throat. Once, twice, three times. I'm rewarded with your come again. I suck it up, roll it around my tongue. When you pull out and drink it down eagerly, I feel some dripping down my chin as I turn and sit up. Back to the headboard. My mind is blank. I should be demanding that you leave or explain yourself or something, but instead I'm just empty. I'm satisfied deeply, and I have no thoughts to bother me or anxieties about tomorrow or what might happen in the next 5 minutes. I'm still completely under your power, and you've shown how easily you can physically dominate me. It doesn't matter, because I love you. I feel safe, even though I might not be. In my fantasy, you know this, and I don't know if you exploit it or not. You know I won't tell anyone. You know you can do this to me over and over again. You can do whatever you want to me. And while I might cry and sob and beg you to stop, I won't ever fight you or actually try to stop you. I could be wrong, you see. Even in my fantasies, I'm already yours. If you were a bastard, it would make all this much worse, but much easier, too. The problem is, you're not a bastard. You'd never break into my house without my permission, use me, and ignore my words. You need me to be brave and allow you to do the things I need. I don't want to admit it. I didn't want to tell you that I was in love with you. It would change so much between us. If you didn't want me back, I would be devastated. But you're not leaving. You're still here. And you're looking at me differently. I bet you wondered why I invited you over to hang out and then dressed like this. Maybe I wanted to be just a bit more of a tease than I normally am. Maybe I wanted to show you that there's something behind my words. A willingness. So the question is, now that you know what I want and how I feel, what will you do? You don't have to say a word. You can let your actions speak for you.